Welcome back to the Fit-ish Project with your host, Lathan Bass, where we make fitness and health simple for regular people like you and I. Getting into this week's episode, we are wrapping up a part two, which we started last week, 21 fitness things I've learned over the last decade, just to kind of fast track your fitness knowledge a little bit so you don't have to make the same mistakes that I made throughout years of trying a lot of things that didn't work so well, trying some things that actually did work well, and kind of weeding through all that bad information out there. So that is the goal of this episode. We got through the first 11 last week, so we have 10 more to go this week. Hopefully get you some helpful fitness nuggets out of these next 10. Real quick for next week, super excited, got my first guest podcast. So I've been doing a lot of these solo and decided to branch out a little bit and want to start bringing on more guests and things like that. So I have my first one on next week's podcast, super excited about that. So make sure you tune in for that one. But without any further ado, we will get back into this. So this is part two, starting with number 12. So lesson number 12. You get a much better idea of progress you're making when you measure in months and years versus days and weeks. So something that a lot of people struggle with when it comes to fitness is we overestimate what we can do in short time periods. So we think we can accomplish these crazy big goals in 8 weeks. You know, we have these 8 week challenges, or we sign up for this program, or we do this 6 week transformation thing, and like all that stuff is fine, but you have to make sure that your expectations are actually realistic. And I know a lot of this comes because social media gives us really skewed expectations. You see things on magazines like lose 30 pounds in 30 days, or check out how this celebrity transformed their body in 8 weeks. And like that stuff just isn't really realistic, especially when it comes to wanting to have long-term progress and be able to sustain your progress. If the methods that you are using to get to that end goal are unsustainable, then the results are going to be unsustainable. And that's as simple as that. So if you're doing things where you're like, man, this is like really hard to sustain, I'm just trying to kind of willpower my way through this, I don't feel like this is something that I can keep up for the long term, it's probably not the right approach. Now, that's not to say that, you know, some things that you do shouldn't challenge you and it's not going to be a struggle sometimes. But if you're just like really, really struggling and the things that you're trying to do to get the results that you want just are just way far off, like they just don't feel good, again, that's probably a good idea that you're not using the right methods. We overestimate what we can do in a few months, underestimate what we can do in a year. So in a year, you could completely change your life. And that's not like an exaggeration. That's not just saying that. Like, you could do things in the course of a year that could completely change the rest of your life, physically, mentally, with your mindset, all those different types of things. I mean, just to give you some examples, like I lost 60 pounds within my first year. I've also had clients who have lost 30 pounds. I've had a client who lost 40 pounds. I've had clients who have completely changed their mindset around like food and exercise and build better habits. You know, you could run a marathon in the course of a year. You could do so many different things. Like, you could build muscle, you could build strength, you could completely change the way that you look at just health and fitness in general. Like, your whole outlook, your whole mindset, physically, mentally, all that stuff could completely change in the course of 1 year. And you think about 1 year and you're like, oh, that's kind of a long time. Like, I don't know if I want to invest in a year, but investing one single year to completely change the rest of your life seems like a pretty good trade-off to me. And a lot of people, if they actually took that time to really invest in that, I don't think they would ever want to go back, because the way that you feel once you get your health in order, once you're physically fit, once you can do all the things that you want to do in your life, your quality of life improves, you feel better mentally, you feel better physically, your mindset is good. Like, after you feel that and you know what that feels like, it's very hard to go back to where you were before. And I'm speaking from personal experience here, compared to like where I was, you know, 5 years ago versus where I am now. Like, it's just completely different. I feel so much better. I wake up and I just, you know, I'm excited about what I see in the mirror. I feel good physically when I'm working out. I can do a lot of things that I never used to be able to do. I'm not like as achy or have like pain. Like, I have good full energy. Like, all that stuff is because of health, and is because I prioritize my health and my diet and things like that. And you can do the exact same thing. I've seen it with clients that I've worked with. But obviously, again, you have to be willing to commit to this thing for the long term. and understand that it's not just going to happen in 8 weeks. It's not going to happen in 12 weeks, because as I've said before, fitness is supposed to be a forever thing. So you may need to make sure that you are using an approach where it allows you to continue to do this for the long term and not focus so much on those short term expectations, because again, those are going to get you into trouble. Lesson number 13, unrealistic expectations set you up to fail before you even get started. So this one goes right along with that one before. If you have those skewed expectations about what it is going to take to get to where you want to get, you're just going to be unhappy, right? Because if you have those expectations, you go in and you think, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks and it doesn't happen. Well, then you're frustrated, you're angry, you're disappointed. And ultimately this leads a lot of people to quitting altogether. So make sure, again, you have the right expectations going in. And I know it's not necessarily easy, but one thing that you can do is find people who have done the things that you want to do, because success leaves clues. So if you have somebody who has lost weight and you want to lose weight and they've been able to keep it off and they seem healthy and happy, like, talk to those people, see what they did, see what things, what challenges they ran into, maybe what methods they used, how long it took them, like things that you can expect. If you have the goal that you want to run a marathon, we'll talk to somebody who's run a marathon, because getting some outside perspectives and some outside views can be very helpful, just to give you kind of some examples that you can refer back to. Not to say that your experience and your story is going to be the exact same as somebody else's, but it gives you a little bit of knowledge and maybe saves you a little bit from making some of the same mistakes. You know, it's exactly what I'm trying to do here, using my experiences and my knowledge and the things that I've learned from myself and also with working from others to try to save you from making a lot of the same errors and give you a little bit of knowledge to kind of fast track you through some of those errors and not have to make all those mistakes on your own. So you can do that same exact thing if you have certain goals when it comes to fitness to help you along and kind of save you from some of that stuff. Along with that, just understand when you do have certain fitness goals, especially when they're bigger goals, it is most likely going to take you longer than you want it to. It's going to be hard sometimes. You're not always going to be motivated. There will probably be some times where you want to quit. That is all normal. So just expect that from the beginning, normalize that, put that in your mind, and just understand that those things are going to happen. It's not going to be all easy. It's not going to be smooth sailing all the time. Like, you're going to run into challenges. It's going to be hard. You're going to be unmotivated. That is all part of the process. So I think when you can set yourself up and just understand that that's just a normal part of the process, you're much less likely to fall off track or quit when those things do happen, because you know they're going to happen. When those things just happen by surprise and you weren't expecting those things or ready for those things or prepared for those things, it makes it a lot more difficult to deal with. But when you expect those things and you can prepare for it, it makes it a little bit easier to just accept it and just to keep rolling and understand that, you know, it's all part of the process and you have to go through those things if you want to get to that end goal. But with all that being said, as hard as it may be, I can't think of anything else that's worth putting your time and effort to when it comes to like improving your health, because the way that you can feel at the end of it, the way that you can get your body and your mind to a place where like you just feel good on a regular basis, I don't think there's any substitute for that. And I don't think there's any price that you can put on that, because you're just going to feel better. That's going to go out into all the other parts, all the other facets of your life. Like, your relationships are going to be better. You're going to be better at your job. You're going to be more productive. Like, you're going to get more enjoyment out of life. Your quality of life improves. You're going to live longer. Like, there's just so many different things that your health and fitness affects. So putting that time into something that is going to make you that much better, I think is a great use of your time. But you just need to make sure that you do have those right expectations going into those goals, because again, it's not always going to be easy. Lesson number 14, sleep is hands down the best supplement out there. There is nothing more important to your recovery than sleep. There's no pill, there's no supplement, anything like that, that can replace what sleep does for not only your physical health, for your mental health, for your mood, for your performance, your energy, your cognitive abilities. Like, there's nothing out there that you can take that is going to be better than sleep. Sleep is one of those things that it affects literally everything you do. Like, there's not a single thing that you do that sleep does not affect. So when you are not getting that sleep that you need, you're essentially just making life harder on yourself and every way imaginable. I get, you know, it's not always easy to get the sleep you need. You're busy, you got kids, family, friends, like you got a lot of things going on. But again, prioritizing sleep is going to make all those things that much better. And I won't say too much more about that because I've done an entire episode on sleep. So you can check that out if you want to learn more about what getting good sleep does for us and what getting a lack of sleep does for us, along with some of the benefits, and then also how to start improving your sleep. So if you want to learn a little bit more about that, you can scroll back and check out that episode. But again, no substitute for sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, that's definitely something that you want to start to prioritize for a lot of different reasons. Lesson number 15, faster progress doesn't always equal better. Who cares if you can get faster progress if you can't really sustain your results, right? Because we all think that we want faster progress, but that's not always what we need, because there's certain things that you're going to do that just take time. Like if you want to build the right habits, if you want to build the skills that are needed to sustain your results, that kind of stuff doesn't just happen in the blink of an eye. It doesn't just happen in one day or one week. Like those things take time to build up. Like any kind of habit or skill is going to take a little bit of time, and it's not just going to be something that you think about a couple times or, you know, do a couple days of and you're like have it set in stone. Because it's the whole analogy of like, if you teach a person to fish, they're going to be able to eat forever. If you just give them the fish, they can only eat for that day. So when it comes to like fitness, if I was able to, let's say you are somebody who wanted to lose some weight, you want to lose 30 pounds and I'm able to just snap my fingers and that weight is gone. You're still the exact same person. You have no new habits. You have no new skills. You have no new knowledge. You're still in the same exact environment. You still have the same mindset. Do you think you're going to be able to sustain those results? Absolutely not, because you're the same exact person. There's nothing different other than the weight is gone. So eventually, if you're doing all the same things that you were doing to put that weight on, you're eventually going to get back to that same spot. So you have to understand that it's not just about getting to that end goal. It's about how you get to that end goal, whatever that fitness goal may be or whatever thing you're trying to achieve. It's important to remember that the process is a huge part of that. It'd be like if you walked in when you just first started school, say you're in kindergarten, you walk in and on the very first day, your teacher's like, I'm going to send you up to 12th grade. You look like you're smart. You don't need to go through all these grades beforehand. I'm just going to send you up there and you're going to graduate this year. You would do terrible. You'd fail. Like you don't have any of the required skills that you need. You don't know how to read. You don't know how to do math. You don't even know how to like interact with people. You have no social skills. Like you have none of the skills to be successful and to graduate and to go out in the world and do all the things that you want to do because you didn't go through those other grades that help build those skills, that put in that time to learn all the things you need to learn math, to learn to read, to learn to write, like all those different things that you need to learn, those skills have to be learned in order for you to progress, in order for you to eventually get to a point where like you can achieve those goals and you can do the things that you want to do. And that's exactly how you probably should be thinking about fitness, right? It's a process. There's things you need to learn. There's habits that you need to instill. There's mindset changes that you need to make. There's just a lot of things that go into getting to that end goal, but then being able to sustain those results when you do get to that end goal. It's crucial to focus on the process and learn all the things you need to learn. Otherwise, you're just never going to be able to sustain the results that you get. And I think that's a lot of people's goal when they get into fitness. Like they want to feel good. They want to look a certain way. And in order to do that, you need to have the right habits and right skills in place. So don't be so quick to just want faster progress, because you actually need to make sure that you are learning the things you want to learn and acquiring all the skills that you need. Lesson number 16, healthy people aren't way more disciplined. They're just much better at planning, prioritizing, and setting up their environment in a way to succeed. So a super common misconception is that fit people or like healthy people are just crazy disciplined. Like they never stray off their diet. They never miss a workout. Like they do all these things and it's just solely because of their discipline. And while I will say like people who are into fitness are probably more disciplined than the average person, what they do really well that a lot of people don't realize is they just set themselves up for success. They make the healthier choice the easy choice. And so what I mean by that is like people who really prioritize their health and who are like fit, healthy, they do just like little simple things. So like meal planning or they meal prep. That makes it very easy because now they're not worrying about what they're going to eat for their next meal. They're not worried about if they should go grab some fast food. They're not worried about like all these different choices every single day because their meals are already planned out or prepped for them. They probably work out with either a group or a partner or at a gym that really motivates them. And while that seems like something really small, when you have somebody there, a group or a trainer or a coach or a workout partner to motivate you, you're much more likely to go work out. They don't keep a bunch of food in the house that's like easy to overeat. So if you go to somebody's house who is super fit, they probably don't have a ton of things in there that are very easy to overeat. And that's not to say that they never have those things, or they don't enjoy their diet, or they don't go out to eat, or they don't have ice cream or pizza. It's just they don't keep a ton of that stuff in the house because they know if they did, it'd be super easy to eat a ton of that stuff. They buy lots of protein, fruits, vegetables, because again, if they have that stuff in the house and they don't have a ton of other stuff, they're going to eat that stuff. They set out their workout clothes or pack their gym bag the night before. Something super simple, but can make a big difference. They hang out with other people who make health a priority. This is a big one that I think a lot of people overlook. If you hang out with people who prioritize their health, who like to work out, who like to eat in a way that makes their health better, like it just naturally is going to be something that you do more of. And eventually, when you start to set up your life this way and start making these changes within your life to set up your environment and make the healthier choice the easier choice, it just becomes a part of like who you are, and it just becomes how you think on a regular basis, and eventually it just becomes your lifestyle and you're not even really thinking about it. So like then you see somebody who you think is like super fit, super healthy, and you're like, man, that person is just so disciplined. And it's like, yeah, that's part of it, but a lot of it is they just set themselves up to succeed by making the healthier choice the easier choice. Lesson number 17, your mindset is your strongest muscle you have. Do not neglect training it. So I like to think of the mindset as like the foundation. And obviously, you know, without a strong foundation, it's going to be difficult to have good success, because you can probably see some short-term progress. A lot of people do it, like they'll lose weight, but then eventually they end up gaining it all back, or they get in shape and then they end up falling off. Like you can do those things in the short term, but if you don't have the mindset, you don't have that good foundation, then eventually all the things that you build, it comes crumbling down. So I always like to think of that mindset as that really solid foundation, because when you have the right mindset, you understand that you're doing things for the right reasons. You have some mental toughness. You're good at holding yourself accountable without beating yourself up all the time. You're good at being honest with yourself and being real with yourself about the things that you're doing well and maybe the things that you aren't doing well. All that stuff goes into building a solid mindset, especially when it comes to health and fitness. So if you don't have those things in place, like if you don't have the mindset in place, it's going to make it really hard to have that long-term progress and then again, be able to sustain that long-term progress. So all the physical stuff is great, but if you're not working on that mind muscle, it's going to be really hard to get the results that you want and be able to sustain them. So don't neglect training the mindset. Lesson number 18, diet isn't as complicated as we make it. Simply eating more whole foods, things like proteins, fruits, vegetables, can solve a ton of problems. If I had to boil down all of my fitness advice, I would probably boil it down to this one thing, which is just eat more whole single ingredient foods. And the reason for this is it's harder to overeat. It's going to lead to less hunger. So when you're eating more whole foods, they're more filling and you have less hunger, versus like super highly processed things that are very easy to overeat. Again, you know, if you've listened to this show, I'm not against eating those things in moderation, but a majority of your diet, you want to come from whole single ingredient type foods. You're going to have more energy when you eat these type of things. You're going to get more nutrients, and all of these different things leads to the goal that most people have, which is to look a certain way and to feel better on a daily basis. If you are eating more whole foods more regularly, you are going to feel better and you're probably going to look better. If you don't believe me, just try it for yourself. Eat a diet full of processed stuff versus a diet that has a lot of whole foods, a lot of nutrients and things like that. And I promise you are probably going to feel a lot better and you're going to look a lot better if you focus on those things. Again, as I said, you don't have to completely eliminate processed foods, or it doesn't mean you can't ever have pizza or ice cream or things like that. But a majority of your foods, if you get those from whole single ingredient things, it's just going to make being healthy that much more easier. Lesson number 19, fitness goals won't magically make you happy, but the person that you become chasing those goals can. So what I mean by this is a lot of people will get into fitness and they'll have like a certain goal, especially for a lot of people who have goals around like their appearance or like aesthetic type goals. They'll be like, well, I want to lose 20 pounds. And once I lose that 20 pounds, I'm going to be happy. But it doesn't really work like that. Like hitting those goals don't necessarily make you happy. It's about the person that you become during that process, because losing 20 pounds is going to take planning. It's going to take some putting in hard work. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some time. You're going to build up different parts of yourself, being able to develop that belief, that confidence, like how you feel about yourself. All that stuff happens throughout the process of losing that 20 pounds. It doesn't happen at the end. It happens throughout the process of trying to achieve that goal. So that's what I mean when I say, like, the end goal isn't necessarily going to make you a happier person or a better person, but the things that you do and the ways that you change throughout that process are going to make all the difference. And I've talked about this quite a bit on different podcasts, you know, just with myself and losing 100 pounds. Like, losing 100 pounds has been awesome and it's definitely improved my life. But the things that I've learned throughout that process and the person that I've become throughout that process is made all the difference. Like, that's where the happiness comes from. That's where the confidence comes from. That's where the self-belief comes from. Like, that's where understanding that I can do hard things, not just in fitness, but outside of fitness. I know, like, I'm not afraid to go try different things or to go accomplish different things because I've done something as hard as losing 100 pounds. So, like, it makes those other things outside of fitness that much easier. So again, by chasing those big goals, like, all that stuff is great, but understand that a bulk of the transformation is going to come throughout that process, not necessarily at the end goal. Lesson number 20, relationships have way more of an impact on mental and physical health than we realize. Choose who you spend your time around wisely. I've talked about this again, but relationships are huge. They're the number one factor in your health because who you spend your time around is going to influence how you eat, how much you eat, how much you exercise. Whether you exercise at all, it affects your mental health. It will affect different behaviors, like how much you sleep, how you handle stress, how stressed you are, like how much you value health. Like, all those things are going to be influenced by the people around you. So just be mindful about the people that you spend your time around. And if you really value health, if you really value fitness, try to get around more like-minded people. You probably heard the saying that you become the average of the five people that you spend the most time around. And it's true. Like, if you spend time around people, you might notice that you start saying things like them, or you start talking like them. You start doing maybe some of the same things that they do. Like, they have the certain mannerisms and you start to do those. Like, you become the people that you spend time around. So just be aware of who you're spending your time around. And if you want to be more health conscious, then try to get around those people. Like, go to a gym where those people are. Listen to podcasts of people who talk about health and who value health. Read books about health. Like, maybe you can't necessarily get around people, but like, there's different resources that you can use in order to continue to put yourself in that environment where you make health a priority. And again, I've done a whole episode on this, so you can go and check that out if you want some more practical tips with that. Lesson number 21, good health is an investment. It requires time, energy, and money, but the cool thing is that it can give you back all that and more. So the simple fact is that without health, nothing else matters. Like, nothing in your life matters if you do not have good health. And I know for a lot of people, it's hard to think about those things when you're young, but like, really nothing matters if you don't have health. Not money, not relationships, not your job, not friends, not family. Because if you're sick, it's extremely hard to enjoy anything else. And you probably seen an example of this in your own life, whether it was like a friend or a family member who maybe they got sick or they were injured or like they went through something that was really tough that had to do with their health. And you just notice like nothing else really matters to that person. Like, all they want is to get their health back. They want to be able to do the things they want to do. They want their old life back. They want to be able to, you know, enjoy moving and enjoy hanging out with friends and like not having to worry about all these health issues. Super easy example too is like, anytime you get sick or like anytime you're injured and can't do the things you want to do, like the only thing you're really thinking about is getting back to normal health so that you can do all the things you want to do. So just remember that, like, focusing on health, focusing on fitness, focusing on exercise and those type of things, like, it's an investment. It's not something that you have to do. It's something that you get to do and something that you probably want to do, because by putting time into those things, you're not only helping yourself right now, but you're also helping your future self to be able to enjoy a high quality of life and do all the things that you want to do. So remember that, like, when you're not very motivated, when you're thinking like, man, I really don't want to do this stuff. This is a waste of time. I'd rather be doing other stuff. Like, good health is an investment. It's not necessarily something that you have to do, but it's probably something that you want to do. And with that is lesson number 21. This was a little quicker than last time. Got through all 21, and hopefully you were able to grab a nugget or two from that. Just a couple things before we hop off here. one-on-one coaching spots. If you're interested in some online fitness coaching, make sure you check out the link in the show notes. And then if you have not rated or reviewed, would highly appreciate that. That just helps, again, to help get this information out to more people who need it. And with that, we will see you next week.